24 to Fan 590, Landry and Stelic. Big news of the day, Paul Henderson's jersey sold at auction. Gaveled it this morning, $1,275,707. Mitchell Goldhar, the owner of Smart Centers, and a couple of years ago ranked the, 50th richest man in Canada, is now the owner of the Henderson jersey, and the amount of money probably makes him the 60th richest man.
Yeah, if you keep spending like
Canada,
this.
Yeah, down it goes. So, $1,275,707, the Henderson jersey comes home where it belongs, and it appears that not a penny of public money will be going into this. Don't know a lot about Mitchell Goldhar. In fact, I hadn't heard of him before. I'd heard of Smart Centers, of course. They're the ones, by the way, they're the outdoor malls, if you will. You know, you drive in, there's a parking lot, and each storefront is there instead of going inside at a mall. And the ones with the penguins, you know, on the, you know, statues of penguins. Sidney Crosby jersey might have been something for him then. You could have draped those penguins in Sidney Crosby jerseys.
Well, they're all wearing Henderson jerseys today.
Coming up next hour, Jim Barker, head coach of the Argos. We've added Paul Henderson, too. Mitchell Goldhar is the gentleman who bought the jersey. We're still trying to get him out of bed, Helena. We were told that he was up all night bidding, and so he went
to
sleep.
So. Must have been exhausting, though. I mean, the tension through that whole night.
Yeah, was probably sleeping in the jersey, wouldn't you? You spend that much. That's what I'd do.
Sleeping in the jersey. I don't know.
Fan 590 traffic for Fido, giving low prices a good home. Here's Helena Balka.
Can't wait to see those pictures. If you're traveling on the 401 coming in from... So keep
on rocking. 826 of the Fan 590, Landry and Stelic, and hot on the heels of a big G20 story that we've been telling you about this morning. A man who has been charged with a number of offenses, including possession of explosives. That's in the Bathurst, Eglinton, Bathurst, Lawrence area. We now get word that the subway is not running between Union and St. George. A police investigation is occurring there as we speak. Paul Henderson's 72 Summit Series jersey, the Moscow edition, the white jersey. So he was wearing it when he scored the goal with 34 seconds remaining in Game 8, has sold. $1,275,707 all in. Mr. Henderson, can you believe that?
Well, they say truth is stranger than fiction, and we have it right here today.
We'll talk about some of the other men's teams that are... What's that?
Listen, sorry about that, Gordon. Hey, Glenn, I'm sorry, but occasionally we get phone calls. You know, we'll take this and we'll be right back to the interview. Hello, the fan.
Hello, boys. Vic Router from Vancouver. Sorry to interrupt. I just have to get this question in. Glenn, if you don't mind, I want your opinion on the pants the Norwegians are wearing. I mean, am I the only one who thinks of Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd? We are two wild and crazy guys.
What do you make of those pants,
Glenn?
Great
question, Victor. Yeah. I love them. Personally, I think it's great. That's it's kind of what we've tried to do with the white belts and the Quagmire shirts, just kind of spice the game up. And I think the Norwegians coming out with the old checkerboard pants, I think they're fantastic.